RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
What a pathetic display by Haslam if he comes out and is just like, yeah, I told you, you got to be better than three wins. They achieved that goal, did they not?
Southern folks, in my opinion, or sorry, in my experience, are incredibly literal, right? There's not a lot of irony, some sarcasm, but not a lot of sarcasm. That's much more of a Yankee thing, if you ask me. If he says, well, guys, candidly, I told you, three wins wasn't going to cut it. We got to 4 or 5 wins. Bingo, bango.
You know how the Cavs would position this, right? Linear growth, their big term for 4 years. Every time they got progressively better with wins and losses, well, we showed some linear growth, and we got better, and you guys can't prove that otherwise. Okay, all right. I would love if Haslam came out and just talked about linear growth for 5 hours.
You've heard Jimmy talk for 12 years now. You think he's going to say the words linear growth?
Maybe the Bucks got in his head. I don't know. Maybe
that's
he's a blue-collar
man.
Maybe he's a basketball guy now, though. Maybe the NBA world has seeped into him, and all he wants to talk about now is linear growth.
That's a blue-collar billionaire right there, if you ask me.
Is that what that is?
216-474-0092. Did Stefanski save his job yesterday? And we are going to start. Every person that we talk to today, it's going to be the 92.3 The Fan YouTube chat poll that we have up there. By the way, right now, 90% of people saying that heading into the fourth quarter, they were rooting for a Browns win. 10% saying draft position. If you put this on Twitter, it might be the inverse of those results. Fair?
Yeah, I mean, Twitter was really upset. Yeah. Twitter was really mad about everything that was going down. It's hard in the moment to be mad about it because you just want to, you constantly want to punch Aaron Rodgers in the face, and to have him feel like he's just having a bad day is always enjoyable.
Has that guy ever made a mistake on his own volition?
Oh, he yells at everybody.
Every time he's just like, why didn't you score a 70-yard touchdown with 30 yards to go?
I did love him quieting down Tomlin on the sideline, though, right before the half as he was trying to run like his version of an up-tempo two-minute offense. And you could tell Tomlin wanted to sub people in, and he's like, no, shut up, quiet down, I got this, let me do it. And then Tomlin, obviously, it just kind of just settled back in the corner.
Although it did allow me to put out the Twitter poll yesterday. What's a more...
You got a limit on those polls on Twitter?
Everybody gets a poll from me on Twitter.
How many did you run yesterday?
What is more rational move by Aaron Rodgers? Fearing Myles Garrett so much you fumbled a division, or creating an imaginary wife? 50% of people saying fearing Myles Garrett.
I would love if they, at one point in week 18, Ravens Steelers go up to one of those suites and it's just an empty suite. And now we're looking at Aaron Rodgers' wife.
It's Aaron Rodgers' wife and John Cena.
Sitting next to all of his
family. You can't see either of them.
Sitting next to all of his family and just enjoying the game. And it's just empty seats.
Yeah, the family's not going to be there either. 216-474-0092. Let's get, we want to go on this one there.
Walter, because of Walter Sobchak.
Walter, welcome to the show. Heading into the fourth quarter, were you rooting for draft positioning or a Browns win yesterday?
Browns win, 100%.
That's what we're talking about, Walt. I hope I can call you Walt.
Walt.
I got excited, Walter.
Absolutely. No problem. So I'll tell you, I was up in the 500s. I was up in the 500s yesterday.
Did you see Ken?
And there was not one person. I'm sorry?
Did you see Ken?
I did not see Ken. I don't even know what he looks like. I'm a radio guy.
Was he really there? I don't know. I don't know. Sorry, go ahead. Go ahead, Walter.
Not at all. I just I feel like 100% of the time, I don't care about draft picks or numbers or whatever. I mean, I'm a math guy. I believe in numbers. But you always go for the win. If you are even talking about taking a fall, you've forgotten the spirit, the pride, the love of the game. That's just a whole – that's leave that to Twitter. And nobody was tweeting yesterday at the end of that game either. We were all into it.
Walter, that's what we're talking about, buddy. Thank you very much. I don't know. I don't know. This show between the 92.3 The Fan YouTube chat,
yeah,
and the poll and whatnot, and just the fact that I think you and I you didn't go as hard in the paint, but I think you agree with me. Get that win. Even if it means
when the game is going on. I mean, I did also call it ice cream too, though. Like, let's be fair about it. I mean, there's an empty calorie
so
side
delicious.
Of all this. Yeah, it was. That's the point. That's the point of this. It's delicious, but at the end of it, what did it really do for you? It didn't. It doesn't last beyond what existence was.
Well, how can you say that though? You're a Shador guy. If this is that solidified Shador is the starter for them.
That's why I'm happy about the game is because
it's not ice cream.
Well, it for Shador, it definitely wasn't ice cream. For Shador, like, this was basically his Super Bowl. If he loses this game, there's a very low chance of him being the quarterback next year. Like, this game was, if anything, this game was so important for Shador in so many ways. That's why the start that he had was the least surprising thing in the world. It was like, of course he's going to come out guns a-blazing. Now, the second half, that was a little bit of surprise. Like, he had to have known if he just scored one more touchdown at any point in the third or fourth quarter, it was blouses. And to not see him step on the throat, I was a little disappointed by.
Oh, I think the second interception, the bad interception, the first one I didn't give that much of a rat's ass about, but the delayed throw in the flat out on the sideline.
Well, so that one was, if you watched that play, as I'm sure you did a million times already, like Jerry Jeudy calls for the ball.
Yeah.
Like, Jeudy calls for it. This is the part that I don't know why it's escaping so many people. He calls for it, and then Shador throws it up there. Sure, it was a bad pass. It was an obvious
mistake.
And then
Jerry Jeudy doesn't battle
for
it.
Jerry just stopped.
Yeah.
He just stopped. Like, that was on Jerry more than it was on anything. You can't call for the ball, and then 3 seconds later, it's near you, and you just, I'm just not going to do it.
I think it was on Shador. Just because somebody calls for the ball, you don't throw it to
him. The bulk of it is on Shador, obviously. Bad decision. You can't make that throw. On the list goes. We've established that. But I think he was influenced by Jerry in that moment. And maybe this is where he has to be better and understand that Jerry Jeudy's not Travis Hunter. When Travis Hunter calls for the ball, Shador would throw him the ball and then they'd play pitch and catch. And I think in that moment, I think his brain lapsed and being like, oh, wait, Jerry Jeudy's not Travis Hunter. This isn't Colorado. Okay, bad decision. I guess I don't trust. I'm back to what I thought 3 weeks ago where I don't trust Jerry Jeudy anymore.
Somebody watch Boogs.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This video. Somebody watch.
Didn't see it. What did Boog say? No, I didn't see it.
Basically everything you just said.
Honest, swear to God, you know me. I did not see that at all.
I really thought you were just
swear on my life. Did not see that at all.
I trust you.
But that's how it's 100% all I kept thinking about. Like that whole sequence, that whole scenario, everything. Like that was it. No other way to put it.
Okay, when he let it go, I thought, oh, he's throwing to the sidelines, and then I was like, oh, but he's not at center field. He's not in the middle of the field. I think he's on the one hash. Does he have the arm to do it? And then I was watching and I was like, no. And then Jerry had such a good first half.
Well, and that's when the trust started to be built back in, you could tell. Like Shador, he just became susceptible to thinking Jerry could play football once again, and that was the problem.
There was Jerry turning back to the center of the field instead of going to the sidelines and using his speed, which he has on that matchup. And then there was I'm going to give Jerry about 25% of the blame, not 20% of the blame. And then there was that, and I was like, you're right back to where I You son of a so-and-so.
It is a classic that always got comped at Colorado. It was the idea that it was almost like Mahomes and Tyreek Hill-esque in that the early portion of the Chiefs when they were basically what it was. Tyreek would just play center field is what that turned into. And I think in that moment, I think Shador just thought he had that there with Jerry, and that was an obvious mistake.
Also,
can't make that throw.
I would like to point out just real quick
Jerry
here.
Jerry quit on it. My goodness.
Real quick here. When Shador is like 11 for 13 with 100 and some yards and a touchdown and no turnovers, and you go, I just don't love the way the ball's coming out of his hand, you can just look in the mirror and go, I'm a Shador hater.
Well, and so there was
the idea that he has to go out there and look like Mahomes when he's beating the Steelers and the stat line looks really good.
Yeah.
Just think you gotta just self-actualize for a second for me.
There was a time where I was thinking about it when he was early on in that game and he'd outpassed Rodgers like 165 to 18 or something insane. And I was like, he's going to throw for 300 yards and people are going to say this game doesn't count. Yeah. Like people are just going to, they're just going to diminish this one. They're just going to discount it. And I was preemptively feeling bad for Shador. Second half happened. Obviously, he stunk up the joint in many ways. It was not a very good second half and life moves on.
You know, by QBR and rating, Shador has outplayed two Hall of Famers the last 2 weeks.
I know.
Hey, stats. Stats matter, guys.
I know. Basically, every game except for the Caleb Williams one, he's been the better quarterback on the other side. He outdueled Cam Ward before the Caleb game. Nobody, I mean, it's like, again, Cam Ward, a contemporary, you would think, also taken in that draft, taken five rounds ahead of him. He outplayed him that day, too.
All right, Ken in Cuyahoga Falls. We got about 35 seconds, buddy, but heading into the fourth quarter, what were you rooting for, Browns win or draft positioning?
100% Browns win, baby, because let me tell you what, you got to be a Browns fan. You can't just want draft picks. Look what they've done. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you know what, Jonathan, you're pathetic because you know what? Yeah, you're not realistic, brother.
What's not realistic?
I do. But you're pathetic. You're not honest.
What part isn't honest? Ken, hold on. What part is pathetic and not honest?
Yeah, let me tell you what, you make excuses. When he does great, he's the best person to ever throw a pass. And when he does bad, you're like, well, so be it, move on. You got to be honest.
What part is not being honest? What part of me has put him in the Hall of Fame? What part of me has put him into?
I love you, man, but it's seriously, be honest about yourself. I love you. Have a great day. Take care of Nick. Take care of him. He needs help.
He seemed nice. Why is he so insulting, but he also seemed nice at the same time?
I'm trying to figure out.
I wanted to yell and go back and forth, but then he seemed nice about it, but then he was also throwing daggers, and I didn't know what to do. I didn't know if I should yell at him or laugh. I didn't know. All right.
I think Ken has been celebrating a Browns victory Monday, and God bless him for it.
I mean, is this pathetic? What excuse have I made for Shador?
I don't agree with you on the Jerry Jeudy interception, but I think we're closer.
Apart. The heart of it is he shouldn't throw in the pass. He shouldn't have made the bad decision.
Well, but I think how it came out.
I think
out,
there's multiple blames
we got
to be
there.
Had here.
No, I would agree. But I think we got there eventually. I think we started me thinking you were saying something different, but we got there. I think Ken maybe was just feeling those Browns victory Monday vibes.
We got there.
Can we get that laugh? By the way, I need that
Santa
laugh.
Claus. I don't know what that was.
I know you can't yell at Santa Claus when you laugh like that. Ken, we just can't.
I wanted to, but then Ken was. He seemed to be too nice, while also then throwing daggers, and I didn't know what to do with myself.
Did the Steelers choose losing over Myles Garrett breaking a record? That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.